Missouri's juvenile justice system is being heralded as a model for the rest of the nation. While many states still house juvenile offenders in prison-style quarters or ship kids off to boot camps, Missouri is taking a different approach. Young offenders are held in small, dormitory-style facilities, free of bars and perimeter fences. Inside, counselors work to solve problems that breed delinquency. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Dustin Hernandez isn't like most inmates. Though he was released from jail 9 months ago, he still comes back voluntarily to visit the state juvenile center's staff. And on those frequent visits, what he encounters seems much like a family reunion. Hernandez served a 14-month sentence for assault at this Kansas City youth facility. But for him, it's a place that feels like home. Missouri used to operate large traditional prisons for juveniles. But in the early 1980s, a shift in philosophy pointed Missouri's Division of Youth Services more in the direction of rehabilitation. No longer does the state lock up thousands of kids in dark cells where suicides, assaults, murders, and conspiracies brew. Juvenile delinquents are sent to smaller facilities that look more like high schools than jails. Some proponents of Get Tough Justice programs, such as boot camps, say Missouri's approach is too soft. But Mark Stewart, director of the Division of Youth Services, says just because they don't look like jails doesn't mean the state is going easy on kids who break the law.
Well, we do have discipline here, and there is very much rules, regulations, things to do, but it's done in a very caring way in which the kids know that there is, you'll hear the word safe environment too here, because kids don't get victimized here again. They're helped here instead of victimized.
That victimization has so frequently led to suicide that the Department of Justice reports that teens behind bars are 4 times as likely to commit suicide than any other teenage group. But Stewart boasts that since changing its system, no teen has taken his life in one of Missouri's rehabilitation centers. After schoolwork each day, the kids here confront horrors from their past. Their peers and staff members help them deal with things such as physical and sexual abuse. Mark Stewart says the effort is to get to the root of the problem.
A lot of the kids in here that have been through a lot of stuff. They've been through abuse, through emotional, physical, sexual, psychological abuse. And this is kind of a healing process to get the kids back on track and figure out some other options and ways to make it on the street when they get back out.
Darren is in this facility after setting a public school on fire. He shows off several colorful chart-like posters that he says illustrate his problems.
Here's an example of core issues. You know, you have the drugs, the abuse, whatnot, anger, some of the things that apply to each individual. It gets you more involved in your treatment, you know what I'm saying? You have to take your time, whatnot, so you really be focused on it. You know, now you just hurry up and do it and try to get it done.
The average juvenile in one of Missouri's youth centers stays about 9 months. But no one leaves before the staff feels they're ready for the next step, which is often an independent living center. Missouri also requires parents to be part of the rehabilitation process, involving them in counseling along with the offenders. Richard Mendel studied juvenile justice for the American Youth Policy Forum and says Missouri is one of a few states requiring counselors in the facilities to hold college degrees.
They've got a treatment philosophy that is in place and that has some integrity to it. In many states, though, they don't really have youth counselors. They're correctional facilities, and they have correctional guards. Many of them are high school educated. They don't have any particular affinity or training in youth development.
State officials say Missouri's program cost of $94 per inmate per day is less than conventional jail-style programs. But beyond economics, Missouri's investment appears to be paying off. Nationwide, upwards of 70% of juveniles housed in large jails return to prison as adults. In Missouri, that figure is only 11%. And supporters of this type of rehabilitation say these results are the best promotion for a system that stresses treatment over punishment. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City, Missouri.